It's Going Over, presented by Midwest Members Credit Union, with Joe Roderick and Fred Slow, live from the Archview Flooring Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. And it starts now.
Don't put your name on me.
Welcome on in to Going Over on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Joe Roderick here with you, and the voice you hear laughing is Andy Hanselman.
Well, we're half a man short today, Joe.
Fred's not here today. If you I know weekend listening is different than Monday through Friday listening.
What do you mean?
Maybe you weren't with us yesterday. Maybe you weren't tuned in yesterday. But maybe you saw on social media that Fred was worried that he was under the weather. He wasn't feeling that great. And Fred kept talking about he thought he had Bell's palsy. And we're like, Fred, you're just on WebMD. You don't really have that. Stop. Fred, yesterday during the show, called the clinic to set up an appointment. Like, he actually called and set up an appointment and told them his symptoms and said he was going to see them after the show. They called him during a commercial break and said, with those symptoms, you need to go to the ER right away. Yeah,
really?
Don't come to the clinic. Go to the ER. After the show was over, we actually had a listener come up to us saying he was listening on his way in and went up to Fred and said, which one of you thinks you have Bell's palsy? And Fred said, that's me. And the guy looked at Fred and said, yeah, you should probably go to the ER. Fred went to the ER, and Fred was diagnosed with Bell's palsy.
Bell's palsy.
So all of Fred's concerns
were true.
Were actually true.
I feel half bad for him.
It's just one of those things where it's like you make fun of, you know, you're like laughing at him the whole time and you're like, you know, you don't have anything to worry about. And
was half of his face dead when you got
the entire time? The entire time we were doing the show, every time I would look over at him,
yeah,
he would be winking. Like his, his right eye.
His right eye
would just be winking at me. You know, I'm trying to think. I was on. He would have been on my right side yesterday.
Yeah.
So I guess it would have been. Yeah, it would have been his right eye. Would be winking at me the entire show.
Was the right side of his mouth working?
He had a drink with a straw because he didn't. He said he couldn't drink with it.
Huh.
I know.
It's a scary thing. I mean, he could have been stroking out. Thank God he wasn't stroking out. Thank God it's just Bell's palsy.
And damn it if he didn't actually have Bell's palsy.
He WebMD'd it correctly.
Right.
Either cancer or Bell's palsy on WebMD.
But he was looking at it, and he's like, oh, this could be, this could be caused from having herpes, and this could be caused
from...
And he's just going through, like, all the things that you know...
God, and speaking of herpes...
And now that Fred was right on WebMD, people are texting in wondering if their WebMD searches are correct. Fan of Frank, does this mean I have the clap? I don't know. Again, like, we couldn't diagnose it on the air yesterday. If you think you have symptoms that are related to an STD, maybe go to the clinic.
Maybe go to the doctor.
Yeah, maybe there are places that can check that out for you. And I would imagine
give you a legitimate diagnosis.
Yeah, I would imagine they could be discreet about it as well. So maybe go to the clinic.
So there's this commercial I saw twice on Sunday morning this morning. And it's about if you have shingles. And this guy lifts his shirt up, and you see the shingles all over his belly. And it's gross. It looks like a million cold sores on your stomach.
Yeah.
Ugh. So at least it's not shingles that Fred has, which also affects only half of your body.
He'll have it now for like 9 months, or he'll be affected by it for 9 months. And he also believes that it's going to get worse before it gets any better. At least that's what they told him yesterday for when he caught it.
Oh, he'll have to keep a handkerchief in his pocket.
Yeah, so...
To mop the drool out of the dead side of his mouth.
Fred had planned on coming into the show today.
He didn't want to put up with the abuse. He's a wuss.
No, I just don't think he could talk. I think he felt that he was slurring his words yesterday. I didn't hear it. Grove, did you hear it yesterday?
I thought, seriously, he sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
All things considered, like, I wouldn't
We also hadn't heard him for 3 weeks, so...
But I didn't notice any, like, distinct slurring or stuttering or anything.
Hello?
Maybe we just forgot what he sounded like because we've been listening to Andy for the last...
I'm on the air, and I slur my words sometimes.
Right.
So, I mean, it's no worse than that. I guarantee it. I've been working on my enunciation. Ow, now, brown cow. Ow,
you sit
now.
Home and do that,
yeah,
huh?
I do it all
nice.
The time.
That's
ow,
good.
Now, brown cow.
That's good.
It's great. It's great. That Ron Burgundy taught me something.
So, yeah. So, Fred, not in today.
Fred, and all kidding aside, get well soon. Looking forward to seeing you soon, and I hope you feel better. And I hope this thing doesn't get the best of you.
The hope is that he is in next week's show.
Yeah.
Next Saturday, I'm...
Yeah,
I'm scheduled to run a half marathon. I went out yesterday, and now my right calf has started to hurt. I stopped before I thought was going to do any significant damage to it, and texted my physical therapist and asked her what's going on, and her response was, your glutes aren't firing.
Glutes aren't firing.
My glutes aren't firing.
That sounds like a guy who would text into the morning show. My glutes aren't firing.
So she gave me workouts to do for my glutes.
Yeah, Joe, you were demonstrating those for me earlier, and they look kind of comical, but I guess that's how you get your glutes to fire.
Yes, it's glute exercises.
So tell me again,
fire.
You have to lay on your back.
Lay on my back, bend your knees,
okay,
and then you just kind of lift up like you're humping the air.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Hey, Mrs. Roderick, come here for a minute.
So I have to do that, and she said to do it until fatigue.
Will that take long?
I got to like 60.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's pretty strong.
I don't know. I think I should do it. I'm able to do like reps of it too. So that is what I...
Like three sets of 30?
No, I try to get to 50 every time.
So three sets of 50.
Yeah, and then I'll do just one-legged ones.
Yeah?
So I got to get out, and I got to run at some point this week. I have to get it fixed to where I can get out and run outside and see what I can get up to and what kind of pain tolerance I can handle. And I'm going to be just, you know, maybe doing a lot of treatment crap
we
today.
We all know that you are pretty tough.
I can't. I mean, it just the pain. It just shoots through the calves, and it just. I can't. You know, I'm not going to be stupid about it to where I do something to where it's like, oh, now you have to go to surgery. But hey, at least you did that,
right? I don't have any health issues going on. I'm fine.
Done.
Yep.
You're all good.
Yep. I'm all good.
Well, lucky you.
Oh, then I only go pee for about 5 seconds. I gotta go to the doctor about that.
You gotta.
I see what's going on.
Is that a going problem? Is it a growing problem?
It's a going problem.
That's what the commercial says?
Yeah, it's a going problem.
So, I'll be working on that today. Watching some college hoops throughout the afternoon.
And Bay Hill's on, too.
We will. We're supposed to have Terrence Schaefer on the program coming up.
Oh, very nice.
At 10:40.
She works for PGA Tour.
Yeah, we will be talking to her.
But she covers the PGA Tour for CBS Sports.
I believe so.
Something like that.
Fred booked it yesterday.
Former Fox Midwest Fox Sports Midwest girl.
Yeah,
she worked with that lovely Kayla.
Yeah, she was with PGA Tour Live. Now is
okay.
Who she is
awesome.
Who she is with. So we will chat with her coming up.
I'll take care of that interview since you know nothing about golf.
I know enough about golf. We talk about alligators that come up onto the course. You got to shoo them away.
That guy shoo them away?
Yeah, you just smack the gator and it runs.
Yeah, I didn't know that worked like that.
It worked for him. So we'll talk about that with her. She's also been covering a lot of our but she's been going to a lot of spring training games while down in Florida. So we could talk a little baseball with her.
Very nice.
as well, and talk about some of the stuff from her time with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So we have that coming up at around 10:40 today. Have some Blues stuff to get to, some Illini stuff to get to, so pretty busy. But we could start with the Blues from last night. If you stayed up a little late.
I did not.
On a Saturday, I imagine Grove did. But the Blues have moved into third place now in the Western Conference.
They just keep on winning.
Central Division. They have now won 7 of their last 10 games. Nashville finally loses a game when the Blues win a game. So now the Blues are tied, but they own the tiebreaker over Nashville that puts them into third place. Grove, with 11 games left in the season, now up 6 points on the Kings. What is your confidence level of the Blues making the playoffs?
Confidence level, pretty high. I think their schedule, if anything, works in their favor. They still have, 4 more contests against the Avalanche and the Arizona Coyotes?
The Yotes, yeah.
Yeah,
they also have
a game against
the Coyotes.
Yeah. They also have a game against Calgary. They have a game against Vancouver.
Like Calgary.
Yeah, so a lot of the teams that they're either chasing or that are chasing them, Winnipeg, they're either facing a lot of bottom feeders or teams in the hunt, another game against Nashville. So in many ways, they control their own destiny. I think if anything, they'll be able to feast on the teams like Colorado and Arizona, and that'll be enough to get them in.
Grove, does beating those bottom feeders give you enough momentum into the postseason to make a run? Or is it kind of like, okay, we know we can beat the junk teams of the league?
I think with this team, you can never tell what'll happen. If there's been any type of consistency with this team all year, as we know, it's been inconsistency. I would think that you have to play the game in front of you. The teams that are on the schedule, you can't worry about where they are in the standings. I mean, you would like to think you can beat these teams, or you think you can and you should beat the bottom feeders, the Colorados, the Vancouver's, the Arizona's, but you also, I mean, they've done okay. I mean, in the recent weeks, they've beaten L.A. That was the team they were chasing. They beat San Jose. San Jose's in among the division leaders over on the Pacific. They beat Minnesota a couple weeks ago. So, I mean, they are beating the good teams, but right now they just need to focus on the game or the team in front of them that particular night, beat them, get in, and then it's a crapshoot. Anything could happen. I mean, if Jake Allen stays hot, if the defense plays the way they've been playing, if Tarasenko, who's been on a little bit of a roll, can keep going. Jaden Schwartz maybe could score a goal, but he's been playing pretty well all around otherwise. Get Alexander Steen involved more. Patrick Berglund picks it up. I mean, Paul Stastny. Anything could happen.
Something to pay attention to with that is we have been kind of just putting all of our focus on the Blues and looking at what Nashville is doing just to see where they might end up third or fourth in the division and where that might put them when the playoffs roll around. Something that really hasn't been paid much attention to is the slide that Minnesota has gone on lately, losing their last 4 games, 3-7 in their last 10 games. Chicago has jumped out to a significant lead now in the division and in the Western Conference overall, now up 5 points on Minnesota. I know that it's, you know, incredibly, incredibly unlikely for the Blues to catch Minnesota being down 11 points. I don't even want to toy with the idea of that. But when you do look at the schedule and you assume that the rest of the month of March, the Blues should have 10 points from now until March 31st. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those kind of wishful thinking type things, and if you get to 90 points, you're pretty much assured a spot in the postseason, you would think. So maybe by the end of this month, though, you're in that postseason. I think it'd be really disappointing if the Blues lost more than one game the rest of this month.
Well, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Like, going in with this team, who
Back
knows?
Back to you, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, they had six games against Colorado and Arizona these last couple months and five going forward, starting with last night. I would think you'd have to win, I guess, five, at least four of those. I mean, you, any given Sunday, someone can sneak up and beat you. So, I mean, that does sound cliche, but
right.
I mean, it's true. And with this team, we've seen the lethargic effort. It comes and it goes. So I would, but yes, theoretically they should be out there, and the teams they're playing on their schedule, they should beat, and they should seal up a playoff spot. And then what happens versus Minnesota or Chicago in the playoffs, who knows?
Yeah, we can talk more about this later on in the show. I'm sure it'll be covered coming up in at Grover's Corner at 11 o'clock as well. Yesterday in the tournament, eight more games today, but we did have our first number one seed get knocked off, much like last year right here in St. Louis when Wisconsin beat Xavier on a last-second shot on that, I want to say it was on that Sunday. It was Sunday when they knocked off number two, Xavier, at the time. Wisconsin yesterday knocks off the not only number one seed, number one overall seed, and defending champion Villanova knocks them off in the second round matchup yesterday. So we get we are finally without a we'll be going into the Sweet 16 without a number one seed, as a lot of the experts, a lot of the pundits, I think, looked at Gonzaga as that team that was going to be maybe didn't deserve that number one seed or probably was a bit overrated. Gonzaga knocks off Northwestern yesterday 79-73. The story of that game was the kid crying all game long in the crowd that the producer decided to keep going, director decided to keep going back to over and over and over again, which I have no problem with. If you're going to bring your kid to a game, explain to him that it's a game. Don't let him cry. I'm not Hudson. If Hudson cries at a game, just stop it. Stop crying.
Pull it up by the bootstraps.
The team loses.
Stop
crying. They'll be back again next year.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
No one died.
Right. You're a fan of Northwestern basketball. Stop crying.
You made the tournament for the first time ever.
Right.
Knock it off. Passionate. Passionate sports takes.
Grove asked if I've ever cried at a game. No, I've never cried at a game. Did cry at WrestleMania 30, though, when The Undertaker lost.
And you try to kick everybody out of your house. You know what I cry at?
Might happen again this year, just saying.
If
the rumors are true, people might be getting kicked out of my house again this year at WrestleMania.
I'm not going to be there. I'm not coming over for WrestleMania this year.
Because I might kick you out?
Well, that and also opening.
You got opening day tickets?
You're watching the Country Awards, aren't you?
I'm doing that, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm going to opening day.
Well, look at you. La-di-da.
Yeah. La-di-da. I go every year.
I would choose WrestleMania over opening day.
I know you would. I know.
I went to opening. I was there at opening day as a media member last year. And, you know, like, took in the whole experience. Like, I don't need to get drunk in the crowd and just,
yeah, no, I'm not going to get drunk. I'm not drinking.
It's just one of those things. Like, okay, I'm going to watch WrestleMania.
Yep, I'm
like,
just
I'll go to, you know, 30 other games this year.
Yep.
I'll be fine.
It's just the, you and I went to the Winter Classic, or hung out around the Winter Classic, and it's that kind of atmosphere.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. So I enjoy that. But what was I going to tell you? I forgot. Continue A, Silver Play.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I was going to talk about more about the tournament, but we do need to take a break. I do want to get into games today and talk about Illinois' hiring and what it means. They also, I guess it hasn't been officially announced yet, but the rumors are looking very favorable that a member of Illinois' staff will be sticking around and what it possibly means for next year's Illinois class. We will talk about that when we come back. It is Going Over.